Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. You just tuned in. Welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to be glad you did because we've got our good buddy Alan Mates back on the show. Alan is one of the top marketing PR experts in our Brain Trust. He is the president of Robinson and Mates, which is a firm that specializes in what I just said. And he helps companies large and small get their message out into the and put their best foot forward in the marketplace. And he's here to share some of his wisdom with us. Alan Mates, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot. It's great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Alan, one of the things that one of the scenarios that we have, the main scenario that we have right now in across the small business sector is that those businesses that are still in business have learned how to operate their business. They wouldn't be still in business if they had not learned how to become better operators. And one of the ways that they became better operators was making sure they didn't spend money on things they didn't need, and they learned how to do more with less, and including marketing. And in some cases, unfortunately, they completely suspended their marketing approach. And they now are realizing that they can't keep squeezing their business. They can't squeeze profit out of nothing, out of no investment. So let's help them get their marketing strategy back on track, but still be frugal. How do we do that?
Well, the some of the points you raise are very true, Jim, because small and large businesses alike, many of them cut marketing spending greatly during the recent recessionary period.
Yep.
What we've been able to see is those people that continued to spend, albeit at a lower level, no matter what size of the business, came out of the recession better than those that cut entirely, which is some interesting learning, because what it does tell you is not only you have to be a better operator, but you have to be a better and smarter marketer and smarter use of your resources, both your human and your capital. And one of the things that we continue to tell ourselves, and we are a small business, as well as the various small businesses that we work with, because as you mentioned, we do work with small and large, that what's important is to really leverage your existing customer base as a road to new customers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the first things that we tell people to look at. And whether that means creating a loyalty program, creating a refer-a-friend type of program, but you have current customers who you hope are happy with your product or service, they can be your best ambassadors out there to help spread the word.
So you're saying identify and quantify the community of customers you have. Find out why they like you, what they're willing to do because they like you. Not only give you business, will they actually be a cheerleader for you? And then find a way to feed that and have that as a almost basically a separate strategy from acquiring new customers.
That's correct.
Who've never heard of you before.
They'll help you acquire those new customers. And one of the things that we recommend first and foremost is for a business to look at their existing assets and how they can reshuffle those assets. And assets that you have are your current customers.
Yeah.
How can you utilize those assets to bring in new ones?
I think that's one of the biggest mistakes that small business owners make, is they don't realize the power that they have in the customers that have been and continue to do business with them. They don't realize what a powerful lever those customers can be, do they?
They don't.
I was talking to Gail Goodman, who's the CEO of Constant Contact, in the previous hour.
Yes.
And she said she is shocked at the small businesses that she meets that don't even have a customer list.
That's true. And those that do, if you ask them, many of them will say, well, yeah, but I haven't updated it in the last year.
Yeah.
Which makes that list not quite as powerful as it could be. But realize many, you know, business owners say, well, then I've got to, you know, invest in a database and a data warehouse. Well, those are good things to do, no question. Get customer information, have a place to store it and update it if you're going to use it. But realize that you also have various other touch points with your current customers, whether or not they're buying online and they're visiting your website, whether they're doing their research online and finding your website, whether they're meeting you out at a community event, or whether they're talking to you in your own retail establishment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well,
Alan, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back. Alan Mace is our guest. Good stuff here from Alan, as I promised you. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
I chose to create. You don't love what you got until it's gone, and I found out a little too late.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist that song.
Twist that song.
Come on, baby.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with us. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget, lots of stuff there. It will help you with your small business. And if you're when you get there, please check out my blog. Check out my my newsletter. You can subscribe to that right there. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. No cost. Everything that we have is free, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by our corporate partners, whom we appreciate very much, and we hope you will too. But so all the stuff that we have is totally free. Just whatever you need there, use it to your advantage, and we'll follow you home with some of it if you want to. We have options there on how to let you take it with you, and including the show. You can download the show. You don't have to. You can stream it out from the website, but you can also download it under your iPod, for example. So lots of stuff there. Smallbusinessadvocate.com, and if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Alan Mates is with us, folks. Alan's a good friend of ours, member of our Brain Trust, the president of Robinson & Mates, which is an outstanding PR marketing firm out of Chicago. Alan, I love the fact that you reminded us to focus on our customer list. In my consulting business many years ago, one of the things I would do whenever I had a customer that was frustrated with something or other in their business, one of the first things I'd do is I'd say, let's get your accounts receivable list out. That was their customer list. In those days, this was a company that extended credit to their companies, to their customers, and so their accounts receivable list was their customer list. And we learned. I taught them how to sort that in different ways to see where the concentration was, and also to understand, you know, who these people are. And I could see their eyes light up as they looked at that list that they never looked at, really. The accountants did, but they didn't. I could see as they looked at those customer names and they saw what they were doing or what they wasn't doing, things were being revealed to them just by looking at that accounts receivable list. And too many CEOs don't do that enough.
Absolutely. I mean, especially in this age of information and availability of it, that'll tell you not only the information about who's paying their bills on time, but it'll also show you who's ordering what, when was the last time they ordered, show you different probably geographies that they're ordering from, how they're ordering, through what channel.
How many back orders, you know
exactly.
I mean, they would look at this list and here would be a common comment. Wow, I didn't realize they started doing that much business with us. Or, wait a minute, we used to do a lot more with them. What's wrong with that? Or, are you serious? We've had this many back orders with them. I bet they're mad at us. Well, somebody better go see them right now. Those were the kinds of things that would be revealed just by looking at the list.
That's right. And your question initially is how do small businesses in today's environment with less dollars available for marketing still get the kind of results we want? And looking at those current customers and realizing the cost to get a new customer is a lot more expensive than the cost to grow an existing customer.
Yeah.
Or the cost to use that customer to help be your advocate out in the marketplace. But there's also other ways to leverage your spending or be able to save a little bit of money. still get the kind of results that you used to get. And that's also by looking at, you know, integration. And I know that's a very overused word.
It's a good word, though. It's important.
It is an important one. And we like to look at it as linkages. How do you link your sales activity to various marketing activity? How do you link your website, for instance, to being able to track who's coming there, and how do you communicate to them in a store or in other channels of distribution if you have them? So how do you spend the money against the same type of message all going after the new customers or the current customers at the same time? So each of those various touch points, whether they're one-to-one and in person, over the phone, through the mail, through email, through the website, all are communicating a similar message with a similar benefit of your product or service.
Right.
And getting somebody to do something, creating action, is key. So we want to change some behavior out there and get people to react and act to what we
do. And I want to tie in something with this thought that you have now. I want to tie that in with what we just got through talking about, and that's existing customers. And that's by overlaying, even with these new folks, the idea of community. When somebody shows up, give them an opportunity to be part of a community, to join a community. If they like the brown, you know, the brown color, if they like the red color, they're now in the red community instead of the brown, and the other people are in the brown community. Find a way to get them, to make them feel like they found a home, and it's with among people who are like them. What do you think?
Well, as you may recall, the last time I was on this show, I talked about our five C's of marketing.
Yep.
One of those C's was community. And whether that's the local community in which you live or whether that is a social media community, it plays an integral role in the future success of all of our businesses.
Right.
And what small business people need to look at is whether or not they have the time and the energy, because a lot of it is your own time and energy, to build a community of where you can get people to come, or whether you want to go to an existing community to market your product or service.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough decision for a lot of people.
But the main thing is whether you're trying to leverage an existing customer list, or whether you're trying to better identify and quantify the new customers, the new people who are coming to you. You know, try to get them, find a way to get them into a community. And that community, one of the fundamental, the first part of that is how you reach out, back out to them, and how you connect to them. That lets them believe that they're, feel that they're in a community. That connection is very important. You can't let them just show up and go away. Quick break, right back with Adam Mates. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Alan Mates is our guest, president of Robinson and Mates. And Alan, tell us how we can find you online.
You can find us at www.robinsonmates.com.
Right.
And also check out our blog at blog.robinsonmates.com.
And that's RobinsonMates. If you're checking, if you're Googling them or getting to that website, check that out and find out all the things that Alan and his team, his outstanding team, does. And Alan, I'm looking forward to seeing you. Hopefully, in about 3 or 4 weeks, we should be face to face. Alan, one of the things that you and I've done so far today is we've talked a lot about finding marketing opportunities, taking advantage of marketing opportunities. But so far we haven't spent a dime, have we?
No, we really haven't. We spent time, a lot of time.
Time and some resources. We've maybe used a program like Microsoft Excel or something like that that we had not used to build a customer list. But basically, we haven't written one check, have we?
No. No. You take your existing customers. I'm sure most of the small businesses out there are doing some kind of marketing. But a lot of that can, again, be through those existing assets that you do have and the existing marketing dollars that you are spending, spent wiser against that current
right.
customer base to get them to do more of what you want them to do, as well as outreach to new prospects.
And you and I, neither one of us would recommend that people spend no money on marketing. We obviously they need to do that, but the thing is that I think it's important not to fool yourselves, not to fool yourself about where your business comes from, and recognize that you've got business coming from existing customers. How do we love them up more? How do we make them feel love us more? And that's one area, and that takes certain numbers of resources. And then there's the angle of, okay, all those people aren't going to be with me forever. I'm going to lose them. They're going to get mad at me. They're going to move. They're going to die. They're going to stop buying what we sell, etc. So I got to bring in new people, and that's what the marketing's for, isn't it?
It sure is. And your marketing, although you'll continue to spend some money to bring business in and to keep the business where it is, what's critical is that you do integrate it, and you do set it up so you have specific objectives that are measurable that you're trying to accomplish. Because what we see with a lot of small businesses, they can't figure out where the money went and what they got for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the marketing was done on an ad hoc basis.
Instead of a plan and a strategy.
Yep. You need that real goal that you're trying to accomplish and match your strategy and tactic to that objective.
Mm-hmm. And this is where, folks, this is where a firm can help you, and a professional firm. And you know, Alan, one of the good things I think about the 21st century, there are a lot more people in your business who are focusing on small businesses. And I think that's a good thing. They realize the budgets aren't big. They know they've got to get a lot of bang for their buck. There are people out there who can help you.
Yes, there are, and there are people that will teach you how to do it or people that will do it for you.
Yeah, it's a la carte, right? You can bite off as much as you want.
No question.
And your company is a good example of that. One of the things, though, and I keep coming back to this community thing, though. Folks, whenever you get a new customer that came in through your marketing effort, find them a place to go. Don't just say thank you for the business. Find a way to get them connected and become part of your organization, be part of a community. I mean, it's really important, isn't it, Alan? I mean, to get them to come back, if you sell them what they want, don't be proud if the customer walked out with exactly what they want, what they wanted. If you don't find a way to get them to think about you when they leave, then I don't think you've really succeeded. What do you think?
I think that's right. I think when you talk about these communities, again, whether offline or online, as long as they have some ongoing value, we look at relationships and relevance lead to results. And the best type of relationship and relevance are made within like communities.
Right. If a customer walks in and says, I want an apple, and you say, I've got an apple, and they say, that's the most beautiful apple I've ever seen, I'll take it. And you don't, and instead of being proud of yourself, you know, too much, you need to go ahead and say, would you mind if we sent you an email to tell you when our best apples continue to come in? And they're going to say, yes, you can do that, and take their email address. Now you've made them part of a community, haven't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you just need to continue to facilitate communication within that community, either amongst you and the members or between the members themselves.
Right. Alan, it's RobinsonMates.com, right?
Yes, it is, Jim.
Alan, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Always my pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Alan Mates, ladies and gentlemen, M-A-I-T-E-S. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.